Bohemian Rhapsody spent 9 weeks at number one in Britain, something that had not happened for over 20 years. The track, of epic proportions, it was 7 minutes long, finally gave Queen the stature in Britain that they'd already enjoyed elsewhere.
The whole of the first section was recorded as the first section, the rock section at the end was recorded as the rock section, and the middle section were just sort of hits of drums now and again, and basically edits, and we just lengthened that middle section depending on what vocals were put in, because Freddie would come up with amazing ideas. He'd walk in and sort of say, oh, there's new vocal ideas, we stick a few Galileos in here and things like that, and those Galileos became identifiable. That middle section got longer and longer and longer. We kept adding bits of blank tape on it to make it longer, but it was done actually in three sections, and it was done. The actual basic recording was done over a two-day period of the basic backing track. The upper section, obviously, was done over more like a seven-day period of, you know, we talk about 10 to 12 hours a day, continual singing and also continual laughing, because it was really quite funny to do that. It was funny. I mean, we were all in hysterics when it was being recorded. I mean, it was funny. It really is a very, very funny section. It took getting on for 2 days to mix the thing as well. That's not even counting all the overdubs with the guitars. Imagine the overdub with the guitars as well. I would say that track on its own took getting on for 3 weeks. Because it's guitar overdubs, the basic vocal overdubs, the centre section. Because it is three songs. It's three songs merged together to make this track. And it was, I would say, definitely counting the mixing time and everything else, definitely, I would say, over 3 weeks.
Despite the success and acclaim of both album and single, Baker and Queen parted company, although he returned to them 3 years later to produce another album, Jazz.
The Record Producers is introduced by Andy Peebles, research by John Tobler, and produced by Stuart Grundy.